Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
I'm joined now by Minister of State for Community Development, Integration and Charities, Joe O'Brien, who's a TD in North Dublin, close to the airport. Minister Joe O'Brien, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Cormac.
I want to talk to you about the resignation of Eamon Ryan and who could succeed Eamon Ryan and where it leaves the party and so on. But I have to ask you for a reaction to this, first of all. I mean, are you surprised of the indefinite work to rule at Aer Lingus from the 26th of June?
Look, I think I'd like to see both parties come to a conclusion. Perhaps the Workplace Relations Commission really is the place that they need to go back to. But I suppose negotiating on airwaves is never a good approach, and I'd urge them to take a leaf out of Eamon Ryan's book and treat each other collegiately and try and work something out with some consensus.
Okay, well, Minister Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, did shock everyone, I think, today when he said, told the party and told the public that he was stepping down as party leader. He won't run, he says, in the next general election as well. And at the cabinet meeting this morning, Eamon Ryan said he was stepping down to pass the torch on to a new generation of leaders. Now, why now, I suppose, is a question people are asking, Minister.
Well, I suppose Eamon laid out some of his reasons earlier on, but I just want to take the opportunity, Cormac, I suppose, to thank Eamon for his service and to thank personally his support to me when I started getting involved in green politics back in 2012. And like Eamon's list of achievements is very significant on the political side of things, but one of the, I think, pieces of work that doesn't get as much coverage is the work that he did between 2012 and 2016, when we had very few elected representatives, and I was after getting involved in the party at that stage as well. And he travelled the length and breadth of the country, essentially keeping the Green movement alive
and rebuilding the party, which must have been a huge disappointment to him then, that the last local and European elections and the Limerick mayor election, when the Green Party didn't do as well as you'd hoped, maybe. Is that, I wonder, part of it here, part of the thinking why he's stepping back? Is he accepting responsibility for that in some way, no?
No, look, I think if you heard the tone of his speech, there's clearly a lot of very significant achievement, not just from Eamon, but from the party during this government as well. And I suppose most notably just yesterday as well, the Nature Restoration Law getting through in Europe as well, and Ireland through Eamon and Malcolm Noonan playing a huge part in that regard. Eamon had been thinking about this for some time before the elections, so it wasn't a reaction to the result. He's got family commitments that he needs to look after. Obviously, the life of a politician is a busy one. The life of a senior minister is even more so. Mm-hmm. And when you're a party leader again, your time for family gets very, very
Without
limited.
Question. So, and he mentioned that in a speech today, that it's time for some parental duty as well. But timing is key, isn't it, in politics? And we're months away now, maybe some 3 or 4 months away from a general election. We don't know for sure. Could the election process of choosing a new leader for the Green Party, could that be a drawn-out process, Joe?
No, we'll ensure it's quite swift and quite smooth. We expect our executive committee to decide in the next couple of days what exactly that process will be, but we expect for it to be completed in the next couple of weeks. So,
and you'll have a new leader by?
In the next few weeks, I'd say, Cormac, if you were to push me, maybe in 3 weeks' time, we should have it all done and dusted and clarified. But we're carrying on as normal in government, and Eamon will stay in his position and carry on his duties until we have a new leader.
Who's your preference?
I'm not going there today, Cormac. I think today is Eamon's day, and I think genuinely it's actually a huge loss to Irish politics in general, because I think he's been one of the most positively influential politicians in the last 20 years. And I think the way he does business is going to be a loss to Irish politics, because it's going in a direction, in not a good direction, that he's referenced as well in his speech. But Eamon engages with everyone. He treats everyone with respect. And that has been, I suppose, one of the key things he's brought into the Dáil.
Well, that's certainly one of his standout traits as a politician, his manner of public discourse, without question. And I think most people have acknowledged that. I'm going to nudge you along that path. I know you don't want to go there, but I am going to, because our programme understands that Green Party TD Nyasa Harrigan will not seek the leadership. Is that a surprise to you?
Look, I'm not going to comment on what anyone else is saying today. As I said, look, this is Eamon's day. It was sad news in many respects, but, you know, after his speech and speaking to him after it, I'm quite happy for him because he's got a bit of his family life back now, and I can only be happy for him.
Achievement. We wish him very well, without doubt, and we've spoken about his legacy as well earlier in the programme. But the urgency of climate action, and I know you care so much about the Green Party, means that questions around the leadership are obviously coming apace now. We know from Minister Catherine Martin, that she won't be standing to be leader of the Green Party. So it really leaves us down to, are we looking at the parliamentary party only, or could it be somebody from outside, Minister?
Again, Cormac, you probably know how I'm going to answer it. I'm going to keep things clean and clear, simply to keep the process as straightforward as possible. And I'm not going to get involved in it now. I'm really here just to acknowledge Eamon's contribution, to thank him for his work, and just to recognise the huge loss he is to Irish politics, but just to express my happiness for him as well, now that he's going to get some family life back.
Surely you're going to tell me if you'll stand or not.
I'm going nowhere on it, Cormac. I'm not even going to go there for today.
Okay. Can I ask you about another element, which I know you will be able to talk about, because, and that's the what he mentioned in his speech. He said, and he talked about public discourse and political discourse and the toxification of it. And here is another politician departing the stage, Joe, citing the abuse or the invective that he's received. Let me read you one quote. He said, "We've also been the subject of a relentless attack, particularly on social media. It seemed at times that we were subject to coordinated attacks in the comments section following any posts we made. I decided to ignore the worst comments," he said, "even when it included vile statements about my own recently deceased father. The level of invective has only increased in the last year and poisons the well of public thinking about our agenda and not just our party."
Yeah, that's the reality of it now. I think when you're in this role and when you're in politics, you have to learn to put social media in a particular place. I think it's important we stay connected to it, and it's important we use it in a positive way and stay in touch with what's going on in it. But you do learn to parse it off, because it's not real people, in the sense that I think a lot of the people who say things on social media, they wouldn't say them to you face to face. I'm obviously coming off the back of a good few weeks canvassing for the local and European elections, and all of our reaction was that it's actually really good to get canvassing and to start knocking on the door, because sometimes you can get too sucked in to the social media world and feel, God, is this really what it's like out there? It's not, when you meet people face to face and when you engage with them face to face. And that's one of the really precious things about Irish democracy, that we do that we do knock on doors, that we do engage with people one to one. And it's important, I think, that our TDs and our ministers remain connected to people on the ground. And so I'd be worried in that regard. But I think it's important that we continue the style of politics that we have here in Ireland, which is very close to the
community,
to the constituent.
Which brings me to my next question, and another quote from his speech, Eamon Ryan. He said, "One of my biggest regrets is that under my watch, a narrative has taken hold that we," and he mentions the Green Party, "are not concerned about rural Ireland. Our solutions are costing people, and that we're not connected to the man and woman on the street. None of that do I believe to be true." Now, that's a remarkable thing to say. If that's true, who created that narrative?
Well, I think there was plenty of people in opposition who would like to score points, and having the Green Party as something to point at kind of helps them politically as well. I come from a farming background, Cormac, and over the last 30, 40 years, Irish farmers and Irish farms have developed and changed and grown, and very much behind all of that was science and the fact of science as well. And farmers are flexible and adaptable people, multi-talented and multi-skilled, as you need to be when you're working a small business with lots of unpredictable variables as well. So I think one of his achievements as well is actually the Climate Act and the step change that has already started in Irish agriculture as well. That will mean that Irish agriculture has a future. A lot of the people arguing for rural Ireland and defensive farmers at the moment don't want to change at all. But farmers survive and farmers grow and agriculture grows by changing and by adapting to the realities that we live in as well.
Can I ask you what the biggest challenge is for the next leader of the Green Party?
Gosh, I suppose, look, the immediate one, Cormac, is I suppose, on our plate immediately is the next budget. And after next budget, the next, I suppose, relatively predictable event will be the general election. Those will be the two big things. But I suppose it's about, consolidating the candidates that we had in the local elections as well. We never ran more candidates than we did in the local elections just gone. And we need to hang on to them people, a lot of good people who put in a lot of good work, and that we need them again for the years ahead and the battle ahead.
Okay, Minister of State Joe O'Brien of the Green Party, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Sorry, my flight is leaving. Do you mind if I jump ahead?
If there's ever a time to get ahead, this is it. Book early with Travel Department and save up to €400 per person on incredible destinations in 2025. They'll arrange everything with the perfect balance between doing it all and downtime. This 2025 offer won't be repeated, so book by July the 8th at traveldepartment.com. Travel Department. Let's see more. T's and C's apply.
RTE Radio 1. Do you
really want to Culture Club, live. Celebrating their first two really iconic albums, Kissing to Be Clever and Colour by Numbers. Free Arena Dublin, December 3rd. With special guests Tony Hadley and Heaven 17. Don't miss Culture Club, live at Free Arena this December. Available now from Ticketmaster.ie.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Need life cover but don't know where to start? Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're very welcome back to the programme. If you're just following news of the Green Party and leadership, I can bring you up to speed. Minister Catherine Martin has said she won't be seeking the election of leader of the Green Party. Nyasa Hourigan has told our programme that she's ruling herself out. And Joe O'Brien, the minister, the Green Party Minister of State, has neither ruled himself in, but certainly not out either, when we spoke to him just before the break. 51551.